Chapter 31. I had Corky pull up the shades before they left. He did it with quick, jerky motions. There were now what seemed like hundreds of cruisers out there, thousands of people. It was 3 minutes of one. The sunlight hurt my eyes. "Goodbye," I said. "Goodbye," Sandra said. They all said goodbye, I think, before they went out. Their footfalls made a funny echoey noise going down the hall. I closed my eyes and imagined a giant centipede wearing Georgia Giants on each of its 100 feet. When I opened them again, they were walking across the bright green of the lawn. I wished they had used the sidewalk. Even after all that had happened, it was still a hell of a lawn. The last thing I remember seeing of them was that their hands were streaked with black ink. People enveloped them. One of the reporters, throwing caution to the winds, eluded 3 policemen and raced down to where they were pell-mell. The last one to be swallowed up was Carol Granger. I thought she looked back, but I couldn't tell for sure. Phil Brick started to walk stolidly toward the school. Flashbulbs were popping all over the place. Time was short. I went over to where Ted was leaning against the green cinder block wall. About all healed up, and the last of the drains were out 3 weeks ago. I was sure glad to hear it. She said, "You aren't talking much. That doesn't sound like you, Skinner. It would sure be a loss to the world if you clammed up and just scrunched in a corner all day." Although I haven't been home since the semester started, Sandy Cross wrote me a letter with a lot of news about all the people at home. Will the bastards censor this part? I bet they read all your mail. Sandy herself decided not to go to college this year. She's just sort of hanging around, waiting for something to happen, I guess. I might as well tell you that I dated her a couple of times last summer, but she just seemed kind of distant. She asked me to say hi to you, so hi from Sandy. Maybe you know what happened to Pigpen. No one in town can believe it about him and Dick Keene. Following has been censored as possibly upsetting to patient. So you can never tell what people are going to do, can you? Carol Granger's valedictory, spelling, speech, was reprinted by 17 Magazine. As I remember, it was on self-integrity and a normal response to it, or some such happy horseshit. We would have had some fun ranking that one out, right, Charlie? Oh, yeah, and Irma Bates is going out with some hippie from Lewiston. I guess they were even in a demonstration when Robert Dole came to Portland to campaign in the presidential election stunt. They were arrested and then let go when Dole flew out. Mrs. Bates must be having birds about it. Can't you just see Irma trying to brain Robert Dole with a Gus Hall campaign sign? Ha ha, that just kills me. We would have had some laughs over that one too, Charlie. God, I miss your old cracked ass sometimes. Gracie Stanner, that cute little chick, is going to get married. And that's also a local sensation. It boggles the mind. Following has been censored as possibly upsetting to patient. Anyway, you can never tell what sort of monkey shines people are going to get up to, right? Well, I guess that's all for now. I hope they are treating you right, Ferd, as you've got to be out of there as soon as they'll let you. And if they start letting you have visitors, I want you to know that I will be the first in line. There are a lot of us pulling for you, Charlie, pulling hard. People haven't forgotten. You know what I mean. You have to believe that. With love, your friend Joe McKay. Chapter 35. I haven't had any bad dreams for 2 weeks almost. I do lots of jigsaw puzzles. They give me custard and I hate it, but I eat it just the same. They think I like it. So I have a secret again. Finally, I have a secret again. My mom sent me the yearbook. I haven't unwrapped it yet, but maybe I will. Maybe next week I will. I think I could look at all the senior pictures and not tremble a bit. Pretty soon, just as soon as I can make myself believe that there won't be any black streaks on their hands, that their hands will be clean, with no ink. Maybe next week I'll be completely sure of that. About the custard, it's only a little secret. But having a secret makes me feel better, like a human being again. That's the end. I have to turn off the light now. Good night.